thanks to a one-month internship in senior year at Gilman School, thank you, Gilman, to get to work for the Orioles. And now I'm going to meet the man behind the curtain. Now I'm going to see what he's really like. It's a big moment there. And Bob Brown and Helen Conklin and the Orioles PR office send me to the clubhouse to get a ball signed, probably for an ailing child. And I go in, and there's my hero, sitting in an otherwise empty clubhouse, in front of his locker, facing the open part of the clubhouse, in his underwear, with a cardboard box up to here, and one after another, he is signing the letters. He is signing the cards. He is signing the balls. Gwen Phillips in the office had prepared them, and he is sitting there alone, signing every one. Do you know how validating that is for a kid of 17 to find out that your hero is worthy of the heroism that you have accorded him? To find out that it was right to love the Orioles, that it was worth it to love the Orioles, that these were people who lived up to what we imagined they would be like and even exceeded it. One day they send me to get something signed, and I'm walking down the hallway, and I turn right to go to the clubhouse, and I can tell someone's behind me, and I can tell it's Brooks. Well, I'm still going to keep walking. I'm going to go into the clubhouse, even though that's kind of awkward since he's unwittingly following me. In the middle of the walk, he goes, "You need me to sign something?" I'm like, "Oh, thank you very much." You know, just putting you at ease, putting me at ease, putting all of us at ease. I know it's your nature, but you have to understand the effect it has had on not just millions of us, but generations of us. And then, lucky me, the internship gets to continue. And on the last day of the 76th season, we think that might be it. We don't know whether you're going to play in 77. And Bob Brown puts together a black and white photo montage, and it's given out just so that we can one more time say thanks, Brooks. And you get a single up the middle, and Earl lets you come out to the ovation by pinch running Bob Baylor, not Don, but Bob Baylor for you, so that the crowd can give you an ovation in case it's your last. But it's not, because you come back in 77. And again, we all know what happened on April 19th, 1977, fouling off pitch after pitch after pitch from Dave LaRoche with the score. We're down 5-3, two on, bottom of the 10th inning. I don't know how many pitches. And then there's that call from Bill O'Donnell on the transistor. There's a long drive deep. And it's the 268th and would be final home run in the Hall of Fame career of Brooks Robinson. A game-winning home run that taught a team of eight rookies how you do it.